personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with step 2 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, everybody. I'm Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
I'm a heroin addict, but more importantly today, I'm a recovering heroin addict and a loved child of God. I, too, was at the end of my rope. With an addiction like mine, I had all those wonderful benefits that came along with it, like jail time and court dates. So I too was humbled. I was able to get locked up in the county jail, and I was facing an awful long time. I was facing prison time. I had pretty much wiped out my entire life, ruined every relationship I had. I mean, I was in jail alone with just me, and I thought that's who was going to be there is just me, but little did I know. I lost everything I owned, everything I ever worked hard for. I stole from my family and friends. I didn't even think anybody was going to come visit me in jail. So I was completely hopeless. I was tore down and beaten up. And my life was in shambles, and I was looking to places for hope. I was trying to find hope, but I was so sick I couldn't even sleep at night. I think the longest I slept for the first 2 months in jail was an hour a night, and my life was just it was in ruins. But I started noticing some people coming into the jails to visit inmates. They had these groups in the multi-purpose room. I was wondering what was going on in there. Before I went to jail this time, I'd never been introduced to the 12 steps of recovery. So I started going into those rooms, and they was talking about things that I hadn't heard about in years. I mean, talking about Jesus and how things are working for them, and the last time I really paid any attention to Jesus was when I was younger. Like it says here in the manual, it says most of us grew up with some concept of God, and as members of the church, we at least had some knowledge of Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. We may even have had a simple belief in them, but often we did not connect our personal struggles with our need for God's power in our lives. as for me, I hadn't really talked to Heavenly Father in years. And I definitely didn't think I was worthy to receive His grace and His mercy. But you know, this program led me to the feet of my Savior, and it sprung what is hope in me, and it's still hope in me to this day, and I'm so thankful for that. It's been almost 3 years since I first went to jail, and a lot has become of my life since that initial being reintroduced to my Savior. The Savior has made so much out of my life. I'm not going to get into it today, but I'll share a little bit more about that later. But my hope is in the atonement of my Savior, Jesus Christ. And I am so thankful for what He has done for me. And I say that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
In this portion of the Addiction Recovery Meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 2 of the Addiction Recovery Program.